A broadcast from the area county fairs here on Q92, brought to you in part by the House of Spirits, Appleton, Hughes Real Estate, Independent Oil Company, Jim's Market in Canby, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Klein Insurance Agency, Lac La Parle Co-op Oil, Lac La Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Larry's Refrigeration, Lee Motor Company, Lean Lumber, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Madison Auto Parts, Madison Bottling, and Madison Hardware Hank.
Hi, welcome to the Swift County Fair here in Appleton. Paul Ramel here in our Q92 booth in the commercial building. I want to encourage people to stop by, register for prizes, and you can visit with me. I'll be here till 6 o'clock or so tonight. A lot of things going on at the Swift County Fair today. And the biggest thing, Larry Olson Band was in the Chuck Brown building. He started at noon. I was over there because I was a judge in the pie contest. That's right, the annual homemade pie and ice cream social going on right now in the Chuck Brown building. And we had Rick Wilson was the other judge with me, judging many pies here today. And we have our pie winners with us. And let me introduce them. We've got, we'll go third place. Third place was
Janice
Schmidt. Janice Schmidt took third with the blueberry, right? Caden took second.
I took third.
He actually
Let's back up here. I got Caden Schmidt with me and Janice Schmidt with me.
Yes.
And they gave out three prizes. Janice?
I got second.
Second with the apple.
With the apple.
Yep. It was awesome.
Thank you very much.
I took
much.
Three bites.
You did?
Yep.
Good. Was it the crust or the filling?
It was both.
Good.
I got my notes here. Oh, you were at the ceramic pan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. The appearance was great.
Thank you.
I like the way. Talk about how you make your crust like that.
I add a little white vinegar in there. I think that's the secret,
Okay. Probably. All right, and Caden Schmidt took first and third.
Yep.
You had more than one pie in the contest.
Yeah, I had two. Okay. Just in case.
Okay. Now, this is a Schmidt family. Talk about the Schmidt family rivalry with this pie baking going on here at the fair.
Well, Janice beat me last year. She got first. I'm like, I got to come back and beat her because I can't let her talk about how she has the best pies.
Yeah, and I think the year before that, I think we both placed.
I got third, and you got.
So now it's kind of like, all right, we're going to do this every year. We're going to see who takes it.
Oh.
And I'm so glad he did.
Yeah, I am too.
All right. Well, Caden, you took first place with the peach pie.
Yep.
Talk about your peach pie. What are the ingredients you put in it? Then I'll tell you what my notes say.
Well, I put in peaches, and then I didn't put in a bunch of sugar. They always say put in like a half a cup or a cup and a half of sugar. I don't even put a half a cup in. That's way too much. And then I put some peach schnapps in.
Yep, peach schnapps in it. Yep.
That's always good.
Yep.
Yeah.
You told me to last year.
No, I did not.
You told me to do it.
Okay.
And then, that's about all I put in for the filling. And then crust is similar with hers. It was vinegar.
Yeah, vinegar crust, huh?
Yeah, makes it flakier.
Yeah, okay.
That and lard or butter.
Yeah.
All right, here's my notes. I'm going to share my notes with you, Caden. Your first place peach pie. The appearance was very good. The crust was just perfect. How did you get the crust like that?
Well,
vinegar?
Well, yeah, vinegar, but also it shrunk. It went in the oven and it shrunk. So I had to add pieces to it when it came out. I got really nervous because I was like, oh, crap, what is it too long?
And then the taste was, it was the first pie we tested. And then after I got done, I said, I don't need to test anymore because this is it, number one. It was amazing taste. Real peaches or not?
Yeah, real peaches. I cut them and then I put them in.
See?
Yep, that's how you do it.
That made the difference, didn't it?
Yep.
Grandma taught them well.
Yep, so real peaches. What else? Real butter?
Real butter. Everything you put in there.
And your grandma is?
Jackie Schmidt.
Jackie Schmidt. Mm-hmm. Always use real butter when you're baking pies, right?
Yeah, that's what she says.
Okay.
Tastes better with butter.
She teach you to bake?
Yeah, because we used to bake all the time when we were kids with her for the fair.
Awesome. So that was a very good peach pie. The texture was awesome, and it was great. So congratulations, Caden, on first place. And then third place was the blueberry?
Blueberry rhubarb, yeah.
Okay, I've never had blueberry rhubarb before. Is this your own concoction?
No. So I was at a wedding 2 weeks ago. There was a pie shop nearby, and we stopped there to And somebody had a blueberry rhubarb. I was like, I've never heard or seen that before in my life. And I tried it, and I was like, that's really good. I'm going to make that for the fair this year. So, yeah,
and you placed third with it today.
First time ever making that one.
That's awesome. That's great. Janice, talk about your apple pie.
Well, I made a different recipe this year. It's apples from my tree out back, and it only produces every other year.
Okay.
So it's heavy this year. And the sauce for it, it was two eggs and some butter in a pan that you boiled first and let sit and cut your apples and mixed it in there with a little cinnamon. And I add pats of butter, of course.
Yep.
And, it turned out really good. It looked pretty. Anyway, I didn't get to taste it. But.
Yeah, the appearance, one of the top appearances I judged, I thought that was great.
Thank you.
I love the ceramic pan.
Yeah, I'm not a tin fan. I never have been, and I won't put a pie in a tin.
Where do you buy them ceramic pans?
I actually got them at a rummer sale in Montevideo probably about 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is that the old-fashioned way to make pies, put them in ceramic pans?
Well, I don't know. It just had apples on the very bottom of it inside. And I'm like, hey, Appleton, I'll buy these pie plates, you know? It's kind of when I started making pies a lot for the fair. And,
do you know what kind of apples you had?
I do not right off.
Because when I tasted it, I asked the other judges, I said, you know,
I have it at home somewhere. Yeah. I planted the tree probably 30 years ago.
You know,
did win, actually, champion on my three apples this year in the
business. And you did? Awesome.
So I was like, whoa, I got purple on my apples.
So is there certain apples you should use for apple pies or not?
Well, they say Granny Smith and
Granny
stuff, but I've never used them.
Okay.
Crisp is another one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, congratulations, guys. What did you win? What did the Swift County Fair give you? You're holding a bunch of stuff. What is that?
Well, I got the third place prize was a jar with sugar packets in it.
Sugar packets in it?
Yeah, beet sugar packets.
Okay. Okay.
The lid is pretty awesome.
The lid is cooler.
Yeah.
What's that say?
It says SMBSC, Bake It With Sugar.
Oh, Bake It With Sugar. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What do you got, Jeff?
I got a nice little tray. I figure probably for, I don't know, nice vegetables or something serve in there and a couple little,
All right, we have an audience watching us here.
We really
Who's watching us?
We should have a picture of all family.
Name them all. You got to name them.
Adam is my uncle, my brother Kellen, cousin Peyton, the other cousin E, and then Sawyer, my, Cherry, my other cousins. Lowell, my great uncle, which is Wendell's brother. And then, you know, numb nuts, Roger over there. Roger Smith. Dad, Aaron.
That's his grandpa.
Yeah. Well, Jazzy, you got your family there, too, then.
I got my husband, Wendell, and my daughter-in-law, Laura Perry.
Okay.
Brody Perry. Aaron, nephew, all the Schmidt nephews that Caden just mentioned.
Oh, Jackie's here,
and
too,
And we got Grandma Jackie right there.
Get around here. We got to take a picture. Get around here, everybody. We're going to take a picture of the Schmidt clan here. They're watching us broadcast, and Mark Schmidt's coming in.
Grandma Jackie's sister, Sherry, from the city.
All right, we got everybody. All right, smile and wave, everybody. We're on radio. There we go. Good job. I've never had a big audience like this before at the fair.
Fantastic.
Congratulations, guys, on the pie. And be back next year?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You going for first place next year?
I'm kind of thinking that I'm going to hand it to somebody else, but I'll talk to him about it if we got to continue.
I beat you one time, and that's it.
Yeah, that's great.
Got to retire now. All right, that's Caden.
I'll still make them.
All right, good job.
Thank
you. That's Caden Schmidt and Janice Schmidt. Caden took first and third. First place with his peach pie, which was amazing. And Janice took second with her apple pie, which was amazing. And Caden went placed third. You won twice.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. They're blueberry rhubarb, right?
Yeah.
Blueberry rhubarb.
Yep,
That's your pie winners here at the Swift County Fair this year. Once again, stop down in the Q92 booth or in the commercial building. Register for prizes, and you can visit with me. And there's a lot of vendors here in the commercial building here at the Swift County Fair. And we'll continue with our live broadcast throughout the rest of the afternoon. So we'll turn it back to you at the studios.
Our broadcast from the area county fairs this year brought to you here on Q92 in part by Madison Healthcare Services, Madison Liquor Store, Madison Optical, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Mineota Building Materials, MinWest Bank of Dawson, Mojo's in Madison, Montevideo Insurance Center, MVTV Wireless, Myers Electric and Infrared, Next Tree Service, and Olson Sanitation.